There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11 listeners.
This is me.
Give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, your very last one for the 2017 edition until we do a, we're supposed to do a wrap-up one at the end, but that's not it. And joining me as, oh, it's not happening yet, it's just going to be later. And joining me as always is the Never Lately.
I try my best not to be, but I do much better at Dragon Con than when I'm trying to get out of work and then come home. Hi, this is awesome. We are, so for me, technically, my Dragon Con is packing and everything else is supposed to start tomorrow around 8 p.m. that I am now off of work. But I just found out that, nope, I'm still on work until I have to go to meetings on Wednesday. But I shall be fine and I shall be doing it. So I'm really looking forward to it. I can't believe it's that far away. The app is being updated constantly, folks. Mm-hmm. One of our guests is breathing into his mic and needs to fix that. But the app is being updated constantly. Shush, shush. So our app is being updated constantly. We've had a couple of people had to drop, whether they were pro attendees or guests or other things. So please check your app. It'll keep updating. It will update while you get there, guys. Every day as things happen, it updates. So start it, do it, figure out a schedule to do your updates. Do it, do it, do it.
So, Lee, let's get this out of the way now.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. We
got an early morning email today.
Uh-huh. From an absolutely lovely listener.
And I'll just read it word for word.
Oh, that'll be great. Thank you. Why don't you do that?
Greetings, Father and Lee. I would like to point out that Brian used Tin Toy as a Pixar movie. I believe this should not have qualified because the topic specifically stated movies, while Tin Toy is an animated short. This would cause a tie for the round score, which I think would result in a winning round due to Brian's cheating. As a result... Well, there would be an overall. There would be a tie overall. Congratulations, Lee. Please exercise your right to gloat. You're welcome, Lee. I mean, William.
William. And so, William, as I said, I am gloating. And I he brought it up, which I find very funny because he knew I was going to. He knew. It's so funny. So, yeah. I tied. John, is that what we're saying here? I had a tie?
I'm saying that it will go to a post review. You can file a
a grievance.
A grievance, yes, a grievance. We might have to bring in a mediator at some point.
That would be me. My rates are reasonable.
There'll be research.
We'll need a mediator when I beat him. But that'll be good. No, I'll do that. Don't worry. I got all that. I was going to set. Don't worry. But
Yes, so my son has turned against me.
Your son said I was right. Your son. Yours.
Yes. Well, your son. At least he was at one point.
He was at one point? Well, that's fine. We'll adopt him. My teenlet has always wanted a baby brother, so it will work out fine. So that's great. I just wanted to say,
That's a nice way to start off the day today.
That was awesome when you told me, have you looked at our mail recently? And I went, no. And you said, and then I went and I went, oh, this is the bestest mail I've ever seen.
William, if you're listening, I love you. And get to bed.
Get to bed, my butt. It's 7:30. Why shouldn't we go into bed now?
Well, I don't know when he's listening to this. Anyway. So we're doing a listener request episode tonight.
Yes, we are. We are doing a listener request. You know, there's a buku of stuff for all these damn newbies that come to Dragon Con, right? Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? We need some for us old timers. We need some for us oldies. So guess what we got?
What do we got?
Some people who've been, we got two people with us, and I think one or two more joining in a few minutes, who have been to Dragon Con for at least 10 years.
19. So one,
huh?
19.
19, really?
Yeah.
Wow. So we want to introduce Rox, who has been here 19.
Hello.
Hi. And then we're going to introduce Andrew, who has been on for how long? How many times have you gone?
I don't remember. It's at least 20.
It's at least 20. Yep. So there we go. So we've got two people who've been here forever. So why in the world do you still do this?
My new boyfriend wonders about this too.
Dear God in heaven, what damage do you have that keeps you wanting to beat yourself up every year?
You know, it's part of it is meeting everybody. Since we do have the unique position on the Unique Geek, to meet the people who listen to the shows. I love it when people say, "Oh my God, you're nothing like you are on the show." It's great. And you're right. It beats us up. I had gotten con crud last year so bad. It was awful. And the older you get, it takes longer to recover. You know, for me, it's becoming not so much less on the guests and stuff, but you know, it's running into more excited people. It's like Disneyland for adults. It is Disneyland for adults. What else? The ability to learn new things, mm-hmm. that you are challenged of, you know, going to a panel that you would not have thought of going to. And I've been doing that. And, you know, you're open to new ideas and stuff. And it's just great. The guests love it, too. And that's the cool thing.
I think one of the things I liked you saying, too, is like, you know, it's like doing something that you're enjoying. One of the things I always say, it's like that family reunion that you actually want to go to.
Andrew, I have to ask you, why do you keep going?
Well, I have yet to see everything, and for a couple of reasons, because number one, you can never see everything at any particular Dragon Con. And number two is that it keeps changing every year. There's new stuff, there's new fandoms, there's new shows, there are new guests, you know, so it's never the same. So it's always something new.
Now, do you find that you said it's always something new, but do you try to do something different every year?
I don't know that I try to. I usually end up doing something different. I mean, there are some things that I do pretty routinely every year, but they're also just things that's like, hey, that looks like a really interesting thing. I'm going to go to that. And it's something new that has maybe never been there before.
Okay. Well, and that's one of the questions I have too, because both of y'all have gone for years. You've probably been somewhere where you're like, I'm going to go to this panel. This was my number one panel. And you get there and it doesn't matter whether it's a guest panel or a fandom panel or whatever, or maybe you were even signed up for a game and it got full before you got there. What then do you do? What do you got? Do you just go, oh, well, crap, I'll just stand around here till somebody leaves, or what? How do you handle those kind of things? Cause I think that's something that the newbies have got to figure out how to do.
So because the popularity of certain guests and stuff, I have said on panels before, podcasts before, use the streaming. If you know, because I'll tell you, one of the panels I so wanted to go to was the Carrie Fisher, everybody else on the panel. I knew there was no way in hell I could get, you know, to get in there. So I just watched it live in my hotel room. That is the way of doing it. And it's fine. And like, you know me, I bike everywhere in through the con, so you'll see me. And the thing is you see the lines around the Hyatt and stuff. And I always, that's one of my first questions, like, what line is this? And, you know, it's something big and crazy. I'm still amazed, Lee, that I got into your panel when you interviewed Leonard Nimoy, and I'm getting caught a little bit.
Leonard Nimoy, yeah, no, yeah. I was amazed. I was in that panel too. But no, that is true. I mean, that is that kind of thing. You're like, oh my God, this is awesome. Yeah, no,
But as far as if you are intended to go to a panel and stuff, I make a new friend, and it's like, hey, let's go do something else. I do that. And you guys know me. I'm very gregarious.
That's putting it mildly. No, I don't like lines. I don't stand in lines. So if something has a long line, then I will either go watch it on DragonCon TV, which has been a game changer, or I will just see if there's space after the room fills. And, you know, because... You know, sitting in the back, they got big video screens, and you probably got as good a view as anybody else.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you, your experience, have you ever been in a case where or seen a case where there's actually no room left in the big room? I mean, I know that happens in the panel rooms a lot. I've never seen it.
It did with Lee's.
Okay.
The Leonard Nimoy, William Shatner one, it was full.
There was nobody else was allowed in.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I've never actually seen that.
No, I've actually seen them.
It happens, but I think it's relatively
rare.
Oh
my gosh. Oh, no. Okay. The smaller panels that happens to. Costuming does. Oh my God. That people get turned away. Puppetry, I think, does because the rooms are smaller. And the thing is their interests are on the rise.
Well, I mean, I guess what I'm asking is in your experience, have you seen, have you seen the biggest rooms, the centennials and whatnot fill up to the point that no one else isn't allowed in there? I honestly think it's fairly rare. So the waiting in line thing will get you closer to the front, but it won't necessarily preclude you. If you didn't wait in line, it won't necessarily preclude you from going to the actual panel.
And I think it depends because I think it depends on who it is and if people are going to leave. There are some panels that people will say, okay, I got my 15 minutes watching and now I'm okay to go. There are other panels, like, I don't think you could have sandblasted people out of the first time Leonard Nimoy and William Shatner are on stage together at DragonCon.
Yeah.
Could not have. No. There's just no way. And so I do think it depends on what the panel is. Mm-hmm. I think it's the panelist. I will agree with you, John. I think it's less, but I also know, and you and I've heard, you've heard about it. I've heard about it when people are like, yeah, you know, I had the party on Alderaan. People will wait like 6 hours in line.
That's my gosh.
To go to a party. So
that happened going back. Yes. See, now we're all jogging our memories. I had to wait in line for the first time. I'll tell you, the first time when steampunk really hit and there was a fashion show.
Oh, I remember that.
We were freaking waiting in line to get in.
But then, again, that's a smaller room. I guess what I'm just asking is a big panel.
It was big. And also they had one of the largest rooms at the Westin for the, when they had the, And I had one of
you're not referring to their museum thing. You're referring to the.
I am because but they that,
said. I distinctly remember having this conversation.
I'm just looking at what you know, crowd control in general.
Yeah, we have another guest that's joined us, by the way. Lee, you want to introduce?
Because I did. Can I ask a question?
Well, can you let Lee introduce the other person?
Okay.
First?
No, I can't. But go ahead.
I know it's okay. It's all right, Rox. I still love you. Even though I called you Roz for like 3 years. This is Kevin. He is an oldie now. Now, Kevin, you've only been going about 5 or 6 years, right?
Hey, everyone. And yes, I started in 2012, I think. So I stood in a lot of lines on my first time. Yes. I was pretty packed back then.
And we want to talk about that, too, because this is one of the mentees of Zan, who that's how I got to him and things like that. So he's awesome. So let's talk about that. So what have you seen? Like, you've seen a line and you went, I can't believe everybody's standing there. And then Alon, you've been like, yep, I'm waiting right here. I ain't going nowhere.
Oh yeah, totally. I guess my first time to a con was here in Orlando, and that was at MegaCon. So that it was smaller. So I was like, all right, this is cool. So, and I always heard about this con in Atlanta. I'm like, all right. And I go, and it was just like, it was awesome. But the line, because I pre-ordered my badge, and it was literally from the Sheridan all the way around the block, down the sun. I was like, you know, I don't even care. It's gonna be awesome. But yeah, I mean,
yeah. So that was
that's
that
the line party?
Yeah, yeah. Rox yeah, loves the yeah. line party.
Oh, it was great. The line party. And I heard you guys talking about the Star Wars one, the Alderaan, and it's fun. And I have stood in line for like a couple hours to go to that. So, and you know, it's totally okay.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's totally okay because it's also a party in line. So,
yeah. Well, now, and that's something too, because I think for those of us that are old, and Kevin, I think you will be old enough to remember at least 1 year of this. You used to have to stand in line a really long time to get your badge. Mm-hmm. And dear God, we love our registration people. And now you don't, which is great. But that was one of those things that you got to meet a lot of people. And a lot of lines are like that. And so, you know, I think, Rox, you still kind of create that.
I do. I do, because I actually try to get out early enough, and I tailgate, you know, breakfast tailgating. Nice. And there are a group of people that show up early for registration, even though the line goes really fast. The minute they open it up, you're going zipping back and forth, and you sort of say, hey, great shirt, like at least 20 times for 20 minutes. And but yeah, I met some really cool people tailgating in our own geeky kind of way. Yes.
Yeah, I have no problem with what lines, and it is really quick now. Like, I'm trying to, like 2 years ago, you know, a year ago, like, it flew by, so.
Mm-hmm. Now, as an old-timer, if you will, as an experienced con-goer of Dragon Con, is there something that you've learned along the way that maybe some other, even seasoned vets might not know? Is there a particular, I don't know, event that you go to that is not,
and we're
that's not,
not
well known
by
newbies, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, and we're not asking you to share the way you get from the Westin through all the hotels to the Hilton in 5 minutes. I'm not asking you to share that shortcut. We're saying some other stuff.
I can tell you my shortcut.
All right, what is it?
You just go down a hill. Hey,
well, you have a bike,
you know,
though. You
I
ride
have
a bike.
You know, the funny thing is my boyfriend's like, why do you need to take the bike? What is the purpose? I'm like, because if I don't take the bike, people will ask me, where is the bike? And he went, oh, okay.
Yeah, you just need to, you need to have some place to say that it is, right? It's back at the hotel. That's all.
No, they know. People know. What was the question again?
I'm just asking, as a seasoned vet, what would you tell another seasoned vet as a tip that maybe they don't know?
Oh, well, I mean, it used
to be. Or an event that you go to that you don't really see. You only see newbies there, but maybe it's something that even a seasoned vet might not know about.
Some of the science panels are really cool. Actually, the War College stuff is really cool. Go to those. Because here's the thing. They start early on Friday. So you can go to a panel, and there's one on pandemics. And that's Friday. And that's like at 9 a.m. And it's really cool. So you can get your convention going on early. And their panels, these guys, they love coming. And I'll tell you, they're us. They're all in there. They're, you know, they're the get off my lawn people, because I am a get off the lawn person. And these guys know their stuff. So hit up, go into the War College stuff. It's amazing. Like one time they had a whole panel on dirigibles and they have slideshows and stuff. And it's really cool. And they also run the national security game thing. You know, I don't know if they've ever figured out, you know, how many times the, you know, United States blows up. I don't know. So go to those. Go to those.
Has been perennially big. So that's always, yes, that's always a topic of discussion.
So, the panel discuss or the, science stuff is really good. Also, you know what? Hit up the people over at the Hilton that have the telescope. They always seem lonely. So go.
Oh yeah.
Go
and see them. The solar viewing, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You can even see it when it's not an eclipse.
This is true.
That's one of those things I always want to go to and just never managed to get there.
I know, but you know, try everybody. Try and go see them. They're out there all 4 days. So
the other thing that shouldn't be a secret, but I think sometimes kind of is the art show. Because, mm-hmm, you know, it's another thing where it's like I kind of try and make time to get there. I don't always get there, but you know, there's a lot of cool stuff there. Just, you know, you can kill a little bit of time wandering around, and it's usually relatively cool in there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This is true. Yes. Okay. So here's the big secret then. If you're a autograph collector or art show person, go during the parade. That is not a secret, but it is a secret.
Right. And as a seasoned person, you probably have seen the parade a few times at this point.
I've been in the parade 5 times.
And the reality is not that there's always something cool and something new that's in there. But at some point, as someone who's been, you know, multiple years, that would be a good time. That would be one of those things that you could probably miss as a I wouldn't tell a newbie to miss it, but I would tell maybe an oldbie to miss it, right?
Right. Well, here's the thing, is what we're looking for in the convention changing from... Mm-hmm. All right, so, I'm sorry, new guy.
Kevin.
Your name again is Kevin. Kevin.
Hey.
So, sorry.
Or just new guy.
I mean that in the most reverent way. So, even off of
he prefers NG.
Years,
just really NG, new guy.
Do you see... You know, the stuff that you want, you know, we were just saying the stuff we like to see all the time, has that changed even off of 5 years? Because I've been doing this for like 19.
Well, I mean, there's only like one person that I have to see every year, and he's my favorite author, and that's Jim Butcher. Okay. I love the guy. I love his books. I love them all. So I make a point to always go to see him. And then after that, I try something new. I'm totally going to check out the science track now. But yeah, I try to just to experience more stuff. A tip that I have, because my first like 2 years, I was kind of intimidated, but just to go down and hop in a game, and you'll meet tons of people. It's fun. Everyone's cool. And I was kind of scared to go down. I think when I started, it was at the Hilton. It was like the Hilton Dungeon.
Yes.
Know? And I finally went there, and I met some cool guys, and we now talk all the time and game and stuff. It's a good time. So it's a good tip. That I would say.
That's right, a great tip.
Right. And as a, you know, a lot of the Congors are gamers anyway, but as a seasoned person, seeing every single panel isn't necessarily, because, you know, that game is going to take up time. You know, and you've seen a lot of the same panels. You know, there's a variety of different opinions or whatever, but spend some time as in the gaming room, which is something that, you know, even I've not done.
That's because you can't find it.
I can't find it. That is actually probably
moving it on him.
Yeah, and, you know, and you can afford to spend a little bit of time down there because, you know, it is con. It's probably actually, short of going back to your hotel room, is probably the most relaxing thing you can do at con, right?
Yeah, it's great.
Well, and I also think one of the things you were saying there, too, is, you know, I also think a lot of people, this has been my experience throughout con and at 22-ish years at some point, is everybody, well, no, I'm not going to say everybody, the majority of people are ecstatic to be there. They are ecstatic that other people love or enjoy or even are interested in talking about. Maybe they don't even know about it, but hey, we'll talk about it. Tell me why I should be watching Gravity Falls, the cartoon show. You love it. Tell me why. Mm-hmm. So, you know, love being able to do that and finding people. This is where you're going to geek out, folks. I don't feel guilty about it. And that's, you shouldn't either. So yeah. But that's where we are. And it's wonderful. It's so much fun. And you're going to meet new people. As you said, Kevin, you met people now you game with.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, yeah, tell us a little bit about, so we, even though we're talking about really, seasoned folks, you're one of Zan's mentees.
Yes. Like, all right. Well, I started kind of, I was, interested about Dragon Con, and I found your podcast. Oh, and I was like, oh, this is great, you know? And I heard her episode, and I heard about her and Kevin Batchholder and Kim, who's Empress, right? Yeah. And about this newbie tour thing. And I was like, all right, cool. And I got, I contacted Zan. I talked to her, and she's like, stop at the tour. And I went, and it was really cool because, you know, when I got there, I had no idea where, like, the other two hotels are. So like, we did like a tour, we hit all five hotels, and hey, this is where that is. And it helped out a lot. And now whenever I talk to people or tell people to come and stuff, like, I make it a point to always try to stop at the tour. Even now, like, I'll stop, I'll say hi to people, and then I'll go off. But I make it a point now to always go, because it helped out me. And you guys, I mean, the podcast, man, that's how I found her.
Oh, cool. That's great. That's a great story. Andrew, is there anything? Are you still there? Okay. I saw you moved. Yeah. Is there anything that you would say a newbie shouldn't do that you would tell somebody that's experienced should do? So in other words, a newbie shouldn't try this, but hey, old guys.
Oh, wow.
That's a good question.
That's why they pay me the $0.
I love them new dollars. They spend so well in the dealer's room.
Going to the dealer's room on a Saturday in the middle of the day, that's something I would not suggest any new person do.
I don't know. Maybe it's my own personal bias because I don't really cosplay at all, but I think if you're just starting out at Dragon Con, you probably want to limit your cosplay just because there's so much else going on. I think you'll get wrapped, you know, you're going to miss either the convention or you're going to, you know, miss your cosplay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know if that makes sense, but.
Oh no, it certainly does. It's sort of the thing of, well, I know that people go to cosplay, but if it's your first time, you probably want to spend some time kind of getting to know the con. But as an older, again, it goes back to the same thing with the game room, where you can afford to spend the time not being in a panel, not being seeing guests, because, or not being in the dealer's room, because you kind of have seen it all, and you're kind of going to know what your vibe's going to be in general. So or what your interests are going to be in general at the con. So spending time in cosplay, and, you know, honestly, that probably is not a bad idea from just, I don't want to just ever discourage anybody from not cosplaying, but being going out your first time in cosplaying, especially if you aren't geared towards what the level of cosplay is at Dragon Con, because it is next level stuff in most cases.
It is.
Well, I mean, there are people that do kind of casual cosplay, and there are obviously some people who are very intense about it, and mm-hmm. and I think it's great that we have both of those, you know. But you know, yeah. It's finding your level and what works for you, mm-hmm. you know. And it's hard to do that if you've decided I'm going to do two costumes a day for 4 days and.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. I would agree because on something like that, because then you're changing and when do you change? Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you're showering in between.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Like I would say to like that. Yeah. Like don't stress yourself out and come with a plan. You have to do something like that. Like enjoy it, take it in. Cause you only get your first time at Dragon Con once. And it's an experience, and just I wanted to like soak it in, so I couldn't imagine somebody coming for the first time and having like five different outfits.
Outfits to worry about.
I posted the meme about one just doesn't pack for Dragon Con. That's on the. I just posted that, but yeah, I mean, I've scaled mine way back because it's like I would steampunk it up. And now that we've had a Peter Capaldi, I can pull that off now. So I don't have to.
Is there something, Rox, that you would say a newbie shouldn't try? But if you're seasoned,
give some of the DJs a chance. Mm-hmm. There are some really good rave DJs that show up late to try it. I mean, I know people are like, oh, the sound and stuff like that. Well, get earplugs. You know, you can still hear it. The sound systems in Dragon Con are really good. So really, if you're older, you know, give some of the concerts a try. I know everyone's like, oh, it's past my bedtime. Well, this is your last hurrah, you know, for the summer. Summer's ending. Now all of a sudden winter is coming. Holidays, stuff like that. So
I believe winter's arrived. Oh, yes, wait. Oh, what are we talking about?
I guess last night it did.
So...
Rox, I think on that too. I think a lot of people are like, oh, I would never be interested in rave. I have no idea if I would be or not. I am asleep. I am not going to
feel. You said rave,
that.
Right?
I said rave. Okay. What did you think I said?
Or whatever.
I heard something else and I just wanted to make sure.
Oh my God. Okay. So what?
It's fine. I just wanted to make sure.
The drum circle.
Well, the drum. Yeah. I mean, I
hit up the drum circle at least once.
Where is the drum circle?
I don't
know.
It's in the gaming
Hyatt.
Room.
No, it's the Hyatt. Yeah, that's right.
I'm teasing John.
Around the nod, the pool that's always covered.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's always covered.
No, I know it's always covered, but is that where the drum circle is? It's in the Hyatt?
Yeah.
Whereabouts is the Hyatt?
It's where the smoking area is.
Yeah, and they do that. And some of them are inside, especially where the very lower level, like when you would get into the parking garage, now where the, it sounds like the...
Oh my God. Do you know what I miss? And for years is the hacky sack after hours. Yeah. There has not been one. Okay, people, we need to bring this back. If I need to bring a hacky sack, I would play. I'm not kidding. We would play for once all the little, you know, concourse concerts are done. Hacky sackers would be in. And well, the coolest thing is there's a picture of me as a hobbit. Hacky sacking. It was awesome.
There you go. But that's just it. I mean, you know, some of these things too. And another thing is people always ask me like, well, so where do you find the parties? And I'm like, I'm asleep. I don't know where the parties are, but there are lots of them. Just wander, guys. But I would not say to do that as a newbie. Don't wander by yourself. You don't know where you're going. So that would be one thing I would say don't do if you are a newbie. Because I think you got to be careful, you know, unfortunately.
Oh, if you're a newbie too, I saw this on the Dragon Con over 40, is really careful on your drinking. Because here's the thing. If this is going to be your first time that you're going to get totally blitzed, you're going to do it wrong. And I posted how you're going to get it wrong. You're going to buy crap alcohol. Oh, you're going to buy stuff that's too fruity and stuff like that. You're going to drink too fast, and then you're going to get sick. And then your neighbor lady who says, get off my lawn, after she had a drink, she's going to go buy you a case of Gatorade. Don't want to spend that money this year. So be careful on your drinking.
Mm-hmm. There you go. But no, I mean, Rox, I think that's a really good example, though, exactly, of guys, just learn from the people who have been there on this one. But, you know, that is something. And it is kind of like, oh, my God, really? No, don't do that. There have been I actually missed a whole fun fest because I was helping someone who was ill. Let's just go with that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ill. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's that. So I want to ask. I think the other thing, too, I would ever say and is don't just kind of wander around not knowing where you're going to go totally at 2 a.m. in the morning if you're a newbie. Find a friend to go with. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be really honest about that. That is for your safety. That is so your mother will sleep at night or whatever. But, yeah, don't do that. That's just not a good idea.
And if you're wandering and you find a photo gnome who has a ginger beard and everything, he could be your friend, and just ask him which way to where your hotel is.
Yeah.
He's up all the time. I'm amazed. You guys know photo gnome.
It's amazing.
And the staff members too. I mean, if you're completely lost and hammered, if you find a staff member, like, they'll help you out.
Yeah.
And we will tell you what color our lanyards are as soon as we know them. We don't know them yet. So, but as soon as we do, you guys will know.
How will they know?
Because it will be all over the Dragon Con site saying, hey, our lanyards are
this color. Okay, I got you.
There'll be 2,000 plus people wearing the same color. Well,
there is that. Yes, you'll know as soon as you look at someone and it says staff. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Right. I mean, it's not always like, oh, wow. No, there you go. But here's the thing, I think. So let me ask you guys this. What is something you think, you know, it's okay. Let's put it this way. It is 2 p.m. on Sunday. You are tired. Okay. You've been going strong Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You're a little tired now. Where would you go other than like a hotel room or somewhere like that? Where would you go to people watch or find a place to be like, oh, I just need to
I don't want to tell you this because Cosette and I found this last year.
Oh, okay.
Well, do it anyway.
We will anyway. Okay. Yeah, so, it was this, it was the exact scenario that you just pointed out. So it was a Sunday. No one goes to the Ritz-Carlton.
Oh.
If you want somewhere quiet to talk, that little front bar is perfect.
Mm.
You know what? That's a perfect example. That is a perfect example. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does anybody else have any examples along those lines of places you can go that maybe there won't be the crowd of Dragon Con that's near the con?
I've never really gone off site, but I love the Hilton that how like on every other floor or every like blah 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 that there's like the lounge area. That's mm-hmm. cool. That's cool. It's always not too crowded.
That's true. I generally just retreat to my hotel room, but
I said not the hotel room.
Okay, sorry. Not the hotel room. Okay, I will say that there's a pretty good restaurant across the street from the Hyatt on Peachtree Street which my wife doesn't well, apparently want me to give away.
We've already given out other secrets, Lee.
Oh God!
It's a 24 hours.
No. This is an upscale, nice restaurant. I mean, you will spend some money, but it is quiet and it is very nice.
Right?
Oh, it's no Metro.
No, it's the White Oak.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. We always go to Ray's, and it's always good.
Oh, Ray's is also good as well. I mean, there are a lot of really good restaurants. That's the other thing, too, is also do walk outside sometimes. Don't just stay in those hotels. Atlanta has amazing restaurants and amazing other things that are around, and if you have time, do them.
Oh, you know what? Where a great place to people watch is a couple places. One is the smoking area right out of the Hyatt next to the closed pool.
Yeah, and some also, people can't do that because they will die.
Well, yeah, but the thing is actors go out, you know, the guests go there and they take a smoke and stuff. So also the you know, those weird lion sculpture heading into the back end of the Marriott?
Yeah.
That's the front, whatever that is. That is an awesome place to sit and just people watch.
There you go. Yeah,
it is.
And I've done that. It's fun, you know, for like an hour or so.
And if the weather holds up, it looks like it'd probably be pretty nice out there. There's a potential of rain though several days, but it looks like a
wait, in Atlanta.
Right? Exactly. It looks like a high of 85. I think is the highest it gets over the 4 days.
Yeah, it's not going to be high. I would tell people if you're going to be trying to go outside, bring an umbrella. If you're going to try to go back and forth in a couple of places, I'd bring a poncho. It takes up less space and doesn't poke people in the eye. But that's just me.
Ponchos. What is it? Okay, so that's another good thing. What is in your bag that you wouldn't think would be in a newbie's bag? In other words, what are you carrying with you that normally a first-time congoer doesn't carry?
Extra charger? I know I didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
That was what I was going to say.
Fingernail clippers.
Yeah.
Those are handy.
Fingernail clippers.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. It's really weird. The minute you get a hangnail, all of a sudden it catches on everything.
Ah, okay.
It drives you crazy. And it seems like that happens to me. And the thing is if you have a stray hair, you know, thread, and it's good to help if you're cosplaying to have, you know, that you could cut fabric on the
wind. That's actually why I thought you were going to bring it up, is saying that if you are like, you know, you could make a cosplayer friend for life by just having that.
Well, there's that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, which is that's not a bad reason.
And again, I will remind people, if you have that hangnail, you don't want to try and bite it off with your.
Especially
at con. Because again, there's a lot of people there. If they've touched a lot of things, you can't know what you have touched. Mm-hmm. And what is on. Yes. Not that I'm a germaphobe or anything, but again, I've been saying this the last several podcasts, but the little pack of what's it called? Lee, help me out here.
Sanitizer.
Thank you. Yes, sanitizer. even though
another minute or two, but then I was going to help you.
What'd you say?
I was going to let you flounder a minute or two, and then I was going to help. But
okay. Yeah, because you where'd you decide to go? You decided to go down the hallway and talk to us from there.
I'm going down the hallway, yeah, because my dog was driving me a little crazy. Okay.
Another thing I think it's helpful to carry sometimes is a cup, because while there's water available, they usually put out little teeny tiny cups, and you know, it's good to have something that you can, you know, fill up.
Yeah, bring your own. Yeah, bring your own fill cup, guys. You're gonna see it all around. Please hydrate.
Yeah, even like a Tervis or you know, one of those cups that you can have a cap on with you know, a straw or whatever, and then then later it can be used for, you know, other things besides water.
Yeah, very true.
So, John, what else would that be?
pouring
adult beverages,
pouring water into other people's eyes as they get burned by the brightness of my charm. Wait, what?
I don't know.
I have no idea where
we're
going with that one.
I didn't know either, to be honest with you.
So let's see. I don't
what
know.
What else is in your pack? Because I know, Rox, you carry a pack. You have like your bike.
Dude,
and you have your.
I have a
what
bike.
Else is in your pack?
All right. So I carry like trail mix snacks, something small, something really unobtrusive, some chocolate for instant energy. I do carry a water bottle of some sort. That's refillable. Let's see, what else do I carry?
You carry a tiny notepad too.
I do, and I carry pens, and of course your phone. Let's see. If you have a business card, bring business cards just in case. Let's see.
Say that again, Kevin.
You know what? Oh my gosh. Okay. If you could grab some like paper towels, so you have those, because if it's not like 1,000 degrees, you know, then you know it's raining and you can wipe off, you know. So because not everyone is at a con hotel, some of us are off a con hotel, so there's some walking involved. Okay, if you're new, if you're for whatever reason and you decide to wear, you know, shoes you haven't broken into or you haven't broken in, Band-Aids.
Yeah. Even if you're wearing shoes you have broken in, you might need them.
Yeah. You never know. Yeah, because your feet are getting socks. I know people that keep an extra pair of socks in some of their bags because they'll be like, yep, socks changing time because it's hot and it's wet and it's whatever.
Yeah, there was that guy that had underwear in his bag.
That would have been one of my guests. We're not going to talk about that right now. Okay. But yeah, not going down that story right now. But no, I mean, I think that's a lot of stuff too. I mean, I think I was thinking of something and then it went away.
Tylenol.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yes.
If you have a headache.
Yep.
Chapstick or whatever moisturizing chapstick and a little tube of the hand lotion. If you're in a hotel, there's lotion right there. Grab it. I'm not trying to say use lotion instead of showering, but some of these rooms you can start feeling a little dry, and that's not a bad thing either. Mm-hmm.
Hairspray.
And then hairspray. I always have that in my hotel room. I mean, yeah, there's lots of little things. I mean, business cards. I would say, even if you are non-fandomish, and I know this sounds crazy, bring some business cards if you have them. Mm-hmm. Even if what I do something that is totally non-fandom, I have actually met people who do other things like I do, and we've exchanged business cards. Mm-hmm. So bring some, because it really, you don't know who you're going to meet. I had one person who actually, as a guest, said, oh, you can't work there. And I said, no, here it is. Here's my card. And she was just like, absolutely ecstatic about it. So yeah, I mean, it's just kind of fun and do that. You might meet somebody who actually have a great job, have a great opportunity. You never know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the things, it's probably too late now, but Vistaprint, of course, Rox can probably shoot me in the head in a second. Vistaprint, you know, it's cheap cards. If you're doing, taking pictures.
Hey, no, we're good.
Pictures. My buddy Shag, who used to come to Dragon Con, he's taken a couple of years off, but he used to take the Unique Geek cards. And back when we were doing a lot of posting of cosplayers and whatnot, he would hand out the cards to the people that he took pictures of to the handler, so they knew where to get to see the photos in the future. Even though, you know, we weren't doing professional photos or anything, these cosplayers do like to see, you know, their work and where they can find it. So even if you just have your own, you know, website and you're talking to somebody about it, you know, having a little card there to say, hey, yeah, this is where you can find more info. You know, it's a great networking tool. You know, postcards are sort of passe for most things these days, but here, when you're talking about massive amounts of people and there's no way you're going to sit there and exchange telephone numbers and whatnot, it's really cool. It's a really cool idea. And I have, you know, I got our cards are, I've still had the same, I don't know, 500, I think we ordered several years ago. So I've still got a few left.
Oh, see, I had to just order some.
Really? And you went through Vistaprint?
No, I didn't.
Oh, no. I was going to say, not from you. Those that don't know, Rox is a printing snob.
Mm. Oh, yes, she is.
Well, you know, I used the company I was going to buy, but, you know, I went over today because I'm like, I need handouts for tomorrow. They're like, Dragon Con? Yes.
Let's get to the towards the end of this. We're not going to do the game, Lee, just so you know.
Yay!
Just because there's a lot of people here.
Yay!
It would take a long time. But Kevin, can you tell us, is there anything you're going to be attending this year that you're really excited about, I guess?
Well, any guests? Of course, on the CG and Butcher. Of course
him, yes.
The Mechanical Masquerade. That's always a good time.
Oh, that is. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to do... I just started in a new career. I'm now a web developer. So I'm going to go to... the techie stuff. Like, is that a new track, actually? Because I saw it on the app. Let me see what the name of the track.
Is it EFF?
Electronic Frontiers Forum?
Yes. That's some really interesting stuff.
That's not new.
Oh,
it's been around. But it does have some very interesting stuff.
They have cool stuff.
Yeah, really cool stuff. And now I'm going to, advice from Rox, I'm going to go to the science stuff now, or I'm going to try to. And I think that's probably a packed con right there, you know,
right.
Because that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, Stephen Grenade, who Dr. Stephen Grenade, who is in charge of that, is pretty awesome, and he has a lot of fun stuff on the science track that goes beyond just, you know, regular boring old science. Boo! I mean, yay!
That's cool.
No, science is fake news. I understand.
I am interested in the high fantasy track too.
Oh yeah,
one is new, but that
is
new. Absorbs some stuff.
Right? Yeah, that was the one that got absorbed by. They're still doing the Night at Bree, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Cool. I love that party. I go to that. That's awesome.
What about you?
And
oh, sorry. Go ahead, Kevin. You go ahead, Kevin.
I was.
Oh no! I was actually. You know what? I'm done. Stop talking.
I will be running a diplomacy game on Saturday night. So if you want to come stab your friends in the back.
Oh, I like diplomacy.
No, you don't. Fun, I've met you. You don't like diplomacy at all, Roxy.
Hey, I'm a mediator, sir. I'm a Florida Supreme Court certified county mediator, sir.
Oh my God, help us all.
I know.
Which I think says a whole lot about Florida, folks. Just FYI.
I'm good. You know they thank me.
I know you are good, honey. I'm just teasing you. I know. I think you'd be excellent at it. But yeah, sorry. But yes, diplomacy. Andrew,
none of you get anything you want. None of you do.
This is true. Sorry.
That's how I imagine everyone that goes on the rocks. Nobody gets anything. Sorry. You're all wrong.
No, Rox are trying to give everybody everything.
No, no. Here's the thing. I always have to withhold the idea of problem solving. So I've actually found a workaround to that. So I just ask questions all the time. And all of a sudden people are like, oh, yeah, if we did this, yeah, there you go. So anyway.
So Andrew, besides diplomacy, is there anything else that you're looking forward to this year?
I don't know. I would have to look at the app. I think I've double and triple scheduled myself for just about every hour of the convention. So that will I'm sure that will work itself out. Because, you know, one thing falls through, or all of a sudden I decide, hey, this is the thing I want to do right now, then I'm set.
Well, let me ask you this too, because I forgot to mention this. You've raised a child through Dragon Con.
Yes.
And how has it changed from the time that you, he was a little munchkin, to now? How has your experience changed? I mean, obviously you've got more free time, but were there things that you were doing originally that you would suggest for parents of geeks to do that, versus what you're doing now as a free adult?
Well, you know, it was interesting because when he was very small, we just tended to tote him around wherever I went. Mm-hmm. And then there were a number of years when he was young where he didn't come. He went and spent time with his aunt, and they went camping. Mm-hmm. And then there were a number of years where he spent time with other people and I was volunteering. Mm-hmm. So, it's always been kind of, it's only the last, I don't know, 5 or so years that I've really done the convention with him and mm-hmm. not been volunteering.
Okay.
And, so it's
is there anything as a parent that you would suggest they keep an eye out for, I guess, as at Dragon Con that you know, either to avoid or that they should go to?
Well, I think obviously the parade is a big draw because that's that's very visually, that's really good for the kids. I mean, I think they enjoy that a lot. I think gaming is good. There are definitely some games that are good for kids of all ages. Just mostly find out what your child is interested in. Mm-hmm. I would spend time every morning saying, hey, these are some of the things that I'm interested in or that I think you might be interested in. And what do they want to go see? And then plan your day like that. Because there's, stuff on the kaleidoscope track that, mm-hmm. Kids are interested in. There's stuff on the science track that he was interested in, as well as different fandoms. I mean, we raised him on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, so he was at least somewhat familiar with that one. It was, and yeah, I mean, there's.
Well, and sorry.
Go ahead, Lee.
All the fandoms, it's all the fandoms, but also what I think is really interesting is, this is where you have to decide who is the parent in charge, because one of the two of us could no longer volunteer, and that became a big thing. So yeah, probably Regina's listening to this, Andrew, and you're in trouble because she's gonna find you and get you.
She's found out that you don't have to follow him around anymore.
Well, that's why I was hoping my niece was going to be here this year.
Well, that is true. Yeah. And that's the next thing is now I think Andrew is a little kind of like he wants somebody else to be here because I think a part of him is like, oh, it was always fun to see it through their eyes. It was fun to do it that way. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
John's family is going to be there.
Yeah, John's family is going to be there. Yep.
Okay. That can be your excuse this year, Andrew. No, I was with the Boutelles. I was wondering why I'm pulling them around all over the place. Go ahead, Andrew.
I was just gonna say, I know you'll be busy, so
yeah, see, yeah,
somebody to show them around.
Yeah, that's it. Rox, over to you. Is there anything that you're really excited about this year or that you're looking forward to seeing?
Besides all the
panels you'll be on,
yeah, well, I'm moderating Derek on the Warehouse 13 panel. Because it was so cool. A couple years ago, Lee and I were able to, he just sort of showed up at one of the panels and I was able to, you know, interview him a little bit while she had to sort something out for him. So that was really cool. I doubt he'll remember me, but, you know, that's okay. You know what? I just remembered, and I took this a couple years ago. Erin Gray is back, and she does a Tai Chi class. And I took it a couple years ago. It was a lot of fun. So I'm going to see about getting into that if I have time.
And I have yet to hear anyone who either went to that Tai Chi class or Virginia Hayes, I think she does meditation, that did not think that was, it was time and money, because those are things that cost a little extra money. Well spent.
Yes.
That was actually a really good class.
They're,
and I'm sorry, if Tai Chi keeps me looking like Erin Gray at her lovely age of 29, I'm on it all my life. Let's go.
Yes.
Cool. And so go ahead, Rox.
Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead. That's it.
I was going to say, so what panels are you moderating since we're on that topic? Is there anything that you'd like people to come see you on?
So we have Make the Bad Men Stop. Research, you got to do it. I was added to that. So it's authors, and Sue was really kind enough to say yes. She's like, oh my God, we need somebody like you. Solve This, we're on that. Foiled Fables, I am moderating that. So it's the changes of fairy tales during the Victorian era. So that is Friday. Saturday is... I'm moderating Mr. Robot and Scorpion, Ethical Hacking, Lost Worlds, the science fiction of Arthur Conan Doyle. That is Saturday. Sunday is our Lost the Wake. Classic Doctor Who series, Warehouse 13 at 4. And I'm on a panel, Spiritualism and the Occult in the Victorian Times. And we have our Need Coffee Fun Fest. And I'm not sure if I'm on the 10 o'clock Prisoner 50th Anniversary panel. I might be. And then we end it all up with Make the Bad Men Stop.
Yeah. And
that's a fair amount of paneling you're doing.
It is. I know. It's a love.
Well, but I think Maroc's one of the things you and I've talked about before. And other people will say this, is that if you've been going to Dragon Con for a couple of years and you enjoy maybe moderating or being on panels or volunteering or whatever you do, I know some people who say they really don't feel like Dragon Con started until they've actually done the blood drive. That's one of the things they schedule if they can on Thursday or Friday. And that, because that makes them feel like I did a little bit of my part. So I think when you start getting into those kind of routines, it's also kind of awesome as an oldie, as a get off my lawn person.
Well, too, moderating, and Lee, you pointed this once out when we were doing What Makes a Villain. You actually turned to me and she goes, why do you show us up? I actually prep.
She has all this damn preparedness.
I prep. So, yeah. And I like it. So it's gets me off the streets before Dragon Con.
And I tease because I do love her. But yeah, I was like, dude, you did like so much work on this. Oh my God, you're so awesome. So yeah.
So.
Cool. All right. So Lee, do you want to add anything to this?
Did you ask Kevin?
Yeah, we asked Kevin.
Yes.
Kevin, are you doing paneling? Are you doing any panels this year?
Me? No. Okay. That's my next step. You know, I'm a little nervous about it, but yeah, it's my next step, I guess.
Okay.
You just show up and bug us enough. That's how I got into it.
That's exactly how you got into it.
Now I know you guys. It's been a long time, but now I'm like, hey Lee, what's up? What's up, John?
Hey. Yeah, well, and when I don't remember your name, it's not you. It's honest to God, it is not you, it's my stupid brain. Oh. But yeah, no, that is, and now see I have a picture though. That'll help me a lot. But yeah, no, I think there is some stuff like that, and you want to get involved and help. I do it if you can. If you can moderate a panel, if you can. Actually, I love it when I look out in an audience, if I'm like even doing the Q&A for a big panel, when I can look out and see a face I know, it makes me feel like, oh, okay, we're all right. We're good. That person came to this panel. It's going to go well. We're all okay. It helps, too, when you see familiar faces.
Oh, I bet.
Cool. Well, I do want to, I did forget to include my Kaleidoscope tracks when I was, I am doing two Kaleidoscope tracks, this year. Look for it on the app. They're both, actually, I'm not sure.
No, you're only doing one.
I'm doing, no, no, I was doing three. Now I'm doing.
Oh, okay. Right.
Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Now I'm doing two. So, yeah. So the, yeah. So check out the Kaleidoscope track as well. That's, I'll be there. One of them is on, keeping your kids safe on the, in the internets. So there's that, which is an adult, a more mature, it's not adult themed, but it's more mature, topic. Cause you know, there will be discussions of bad things that happen on the internet that you probably don't want your kid to know about, just yet. But anyway, so anybody else got anything to add to the conversation?
Have fun.
Have fun. Yes. That's great.
Yeah.
All right.
Be organized, but flexible.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Plan, but be flexible.
Oh,
be ready.
Ooh, are the ratings still on the app? Ooh. Are we still doing ratings on the app? Ratings, oh, yes.
Yeah, there's ratings and comments. So when you go to, and as an old bee especially, we want to hear this, but as a newbie too, we want to hear from everybody. I don't care how long you've been there. Rate the panels. Understand that there are certain things that I, Lee, or any track director or any panelist or any moderator doesn't have control over. I cannot make people that put you in line do their job. That would be an email. That would be something you send to somebody else. Or if you, what you think they should be doing with their job. But yes, no, please rate and review. Give us constructive. Let me say that again. Please give us constructive criticism. Let us know what was wrong. Let us know how it could have been fixed.
Let us know what went right as well.
And also let us know what went right. If you loved a panel, and it, I don't care if it was a fandom panel or a guest panel, or I think there's even a way to do some ratings and reviewings in the game room, or at least send some feedback to them. If you love something in the game room, let them know. If you love something in one of the dance parties, I know the dance parties will have it because they're all on the app. So put them down. That's what's awesome. And it's so great. And please, please, please do that because we want to make it better. I will give you a lot of examples of when I've listened and done it, but one of the most like, boom, this was, oh my God, why didn't I think of this earlier? When I'm doing a fandom panel and we're asking questions and people couldn't hear the questions and that somebody said, please have a handheld mic so we can just pass it around and ask questions and, you know, it'll help with the dialogue. Dear Lord in heaven, I have no idea why I didn't think of that, you know, 15 years ago. And it was brilliant. And I've now done it. I think this will be the third or fourth year and mm-hmm. It really does help. And yeah, so we do listen. I see all your comments. Yes. All your comments, the track director.
And we know who you are. No, we don't know who you
no,
are.
No, we don't know who you are. But sometimes we have a bit of a clue. But yeah. No, it's perfectly fine. But we do. We really want your rate and review. And just remember that sometimes I might not have any control over it, but I will share that information. I've shared it repeatedly. So let me know.
Right. If a guest can't remember where she's been, never mind.
What was that?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
I did not. What did I do?
No, it wasn't. It has nothing to do with you. It has to do with somebody. A guest. I don't want to badmouth anybody. So.
Oh, you need to stop. Stop it. Stop it. Seriously. I know where you're going with that.
Seriously. Anyway. Stop it. Yes. Sorry, Andrew, you're saying something?
I was just going to put in my final advice would be, you know, do get some sleep. There's no way that you will see everything at Dragon Con. That's why they have one every year. And you'll enjoy it a lot more if you get, you know, at least 4 or 5 or 6 hours of sleep a night. Not during the entire con, a night.
Yeah. Well, and actually, John, we haven't talked about that, but that's kind of the rule. 4 to 6 hours of sleep, 2 meals, and by meals, I am talking real food, people. Okay, John, you're going to need to put that up at some point. I can't believe you haven't already. But Taco Bell is not a meal. Stop it. But like something that one, at least it's you sit down and do not eat as you're running meal. To the next panel. And then one shower with soap.
With per day, water. per day, not just one the entire time.
I wasn't even there yet. Rinsing per day, one shower. So, you know, Dragon Con sometimes called that the 3-2-1 rule. I'm not going to call it three. I'm going to say 4-6. I'm actually going to say 8 because I'm old. But, yeah, you sleep, eat 2 decent meals, guys, really. And honestly, a decent meal can be a PB&J sandwich and an apple. I'm not trying to say, like, go and sit down in a restaurant. It doesn't have to be that. But Checkers. A real meal. What was that?
Checkers.
Checkers is not a real meal. We have this discussion every year, and that's why you go when I'm not there. But those are the things. Welcome to 25 years of marriage, folks. Right there. But yeah, so those are the kind of things. And seriously, guys, Axe body spray does not equal shower. Standing outside and letting the sun warm your beautiful body and the winds breeze over it does not equal a shower. Please, no. Once a day.
Well, but what if it's raining outside?
What if it's raining? Yeah.
See?
Unless you're going to be naked with some soap.
Okay.
No, it doesn't count.
So Lee says stand outside in the rain with naked with soap.
No, I didn't. I
want to make sure that we get that.
The other issue there is that the Atlanta Police Department do have standards. They let us get away with a lot at Dragon Con. I don't think they'll let you get away with that one.
And me, I would have to say just – do not get stressed or in like a hurry and just enjoy the event of Dragon Con because it's packed, it's crazy, awesomeness, and just take it in and enjoy it because, I mean, yeah, it's an awesome time.
All right, cool. Well, thank you all for joining us. I know that everyone's got stuff to do. I've got to tear down this whole entire set here to carry it over to Dragon Con with me. At least parts of it.
Oh, yeah. Are we going to do a live broadcast, as was asked?
I don't know when we would have time, Lee. And you would think that would go on the schedule somewhere.
I found a blank place. I've got a hole in Extract if we need
it. All right. Send me a thing.
Okay.
Send me more details.
God, like,
by the way, let's just keep doing this over the podcast. Why not? This is the best time to do this, not off the air. This right now would be a great time.
This is why everybody's like, of course they're married. That's what they don't really talk on the podcast.
So until next time, for I gotta go to a list here. Rox, Andrew, Kevin, and Lee. This is John saying peace.
And bye.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter at @TheUniqueGeek. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.